Shook a few minutes ago, but I want to just highlight a few aspects of the report. National investment in R&D and development is less than 3% of the gross domestic product. When you compare this to many Asian countries, including China and South Korea, who've increased their investment in R&D by more than 10% annually. Not a favorable comparison, and now we show that to you graphically there as well, and that's in the Illinois report as well. The source of R&D investment has changed over time. Less federal funding and more non-federal funding of R&D, and you can see that graphically there as well. The American Research University, this chapter points out, must integrate into entrepreneurial ecosystems at the local, state, and national levels. We need to have talent, technology, and infrastructure are really important. And then the chapter also looks at University of Illinois efforts and the important role that the University of Illinois has played, which we outlined there and which was just outlined in the last presentation, which I won't go over, other than to say to you that the university is a leader in the state in R&D expenditures. And I just want to note one impact of higher education that I think will interest you. And the university has had an impact on long-term earning power. And in 2010, a typical person in Illinois aged 25 to 35 years old who has a college degree earned 88% more than a similarly aged person with only a high school diploma. Interesting fact, and I think an important one in terms of the overall impact of higher education. So the Institute of Government and Public Affairs, as you know, our role is to inform public policy. This report is one that we do each year, and I would take any questions or comments that anybody has about the report. And I think, Chairman Kennedy, I almost went through slides as fast as you do when you go through a presentation.
How would you say, how would you predict the state's capacity to continue to fund the university at current levels in the next 2 years?
I think it depends on which counts you talk about, but I think with cuts in Medicaid and cuts in pension spending, it's going to be a major challenge. Not going to be easy to do. Anybody else have a question or comment?
Thank you.
Very good news.
I'm about to give you the worst news. can we go to the next presentation? Dave Merriman, unfortunately, has a family emergency today, so he can't be here. As you know, David has done a quarterly update on the Illinois economy. So, Trustee Montgomery, I'm going to make your life even less happy right now, and then I'll speak to your other question, Chairman Kennedy, as well. So the overview of this presentation is here. We're going to look at an economic overview and a fiscal overview of what's happening in Illinois. One of the major activities that we've been involved with the Institute of Government and Public Affairs is a task force, a national task force on state budget crisis led by Paul Volcker and Richard Ravitch. They're going to make presentations around the country in July, including one here in Chicago. We've also worked with the Institute for Policy and Civic Engagement here at UIC on a state budget outreach. And we've done an analysis of recent budgetary developments, which you're going to see on the next number of slides. So now I want to go to the overall economic overview. I think you're all aware that we do each month something called the Flash Index out of the Institute of Government.